Bless His holy name. If you have your Bible, turn to 1 Kings chapter 19. We appreciate the Lord. 1 Kings chapter 19. For sake of time, I want to begin reading it. Verse 8 tonight. The Bible says, "And he arose and did eat and drink and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. And he came thither unto a cave and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him. And he said unto him, What doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thine prophets with the sword. And I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And he said, Go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and a strong wind rent the mountains, and brake in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still, small voice. And it was so, when Elijah heard it, they wrapped his face in his mantle, and he went out, and he stood in the entering in of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him, and said, What doest thou here, Elijah?" I want to preach just a little while, if God will be my help, on this thought. And we kind of already, we've sung all the way around this, and we've testified all the way around the message tonight. So I guess it's on track, amen. I like it when God steps in through the Holy Ghost of God, and He says it's going to be all right, amen. But I want to preach just a few minutes, if God will be my help, on this thought. What are you afraid of? Amen. What are you afraid of? Now, you know the moral of this story. You need to see. You know how it plays out. We know that old Elijah got over there and he done that contest with the prophets of Baal. And then he went down there and old Jezebel got to run her old sinful, wicked mouth and said, "Well, you know what? By this time tomorrow," she said, "I'm going to do the same thing to you." And boy, it scared him to death. He tucked his tail and he run just as hard as he could. But I want to say, bless God, if we ain't very careful, we'll run away from the bird. One that'll help us. Amen. We will, if we ain't very careful tonight, we'll run away from the very one that's got all the help we need. Amen. And what he done, he run down there, and he got down there. The Bible said he got down there in verse 4, down there next to a juniper tree, and it took a little shade there. I want to say glory be to God. There in that wilderness, if he had stopped and think, it was the good God of glory that gave him a tree, a shade to rest under. Found it there out there in the wilderness. Amen. Praise God. I want to say glory be to God. God's God. No matter where you're at, God's God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Just lift up your eyes, youngins, and rejoice because God is God. Amen. And He will always be God. Amen. Nobody's never going to take that away from Him. And praise God, He's always going to be God. You say, "Well, preacher, you don't know about the future." Yeah, but I know about my God. Amen. Amen. He changeth not. Yesterday, today, and forever, praise God, He changes not. He's always the same. Yeah. And praise God, He loves us, cares for us, there to watch over us. Amen. But the Bible says, Elijah got over there, got under that juniper tree, and he said, requested for himself that he might die. No, Elijah got over there and he said, "You know what, God, just go ahead and take my soul away from me, remove my spirit." He said, "Just let me go ahead and die." You know, a preacher, why would he do such a thing? Because he got afraid. Because he got scared. Because he got discouraged. Amen. Because the thought of a little bit of persecution coming his way. Amen. He said, "You know, it'd be easier just to die. It'd be easier just to give up." I'm going to say, praise God, what are you afraid of? Glory be to God. If God be for you, who can be against you? If God's there, praise God, all we got to do is put our faith in Him because He will always deliver us. He's a delivering God tonight, amen. He promised He would. You see, we're a preacher, someday we may have to give up our life. Amen, glory, hallelujah, here I come. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, just threaten you with heaven, glory to God. Hey, that ain't nothing to be scared of. Not if you're a child of God, praise God. The life's breath here is the first breath over yonder. Amen. Glory. We've got to be in the presence of the Lord, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. We got something to look forward to. But Elijah said, "Hey, just let me go ahead and die." He goes on in verse 4, and he said, "It is enough now, Lord. take away my life, for I am no better than my father. He said, listen, he said, I'm no better than those prophets before me. He said, I'm done. He said, Lord, I guess I've finished my work. He said, I guess I'm done, Lord. He said, I've done, hey, that it's enough. I've done enough. I've done what you wanted me to do up to now. Amen. God never did tell him to quit. Amen. God never did change his instructions. God never did change his direction. What happened? He got afraid. Amen. Got discouraged. Got upset. Amen. That's normal. We all get afraid. We all get discouraged. We all get upset. Amen. All of us will be persecuted at some time or another. Especially if you try to live right. Amen. Praise God. But he got discouraged. He thought his service was complete, but praise God. God had a different idea. Amen. Praise the Lord. So he lays down there under that tree and he goes to sleep. And an angel touched him. Now you just got to picture this. You young folk, well, I tell you what, I used to love this when I was about Ian's age. Because the Lord has to paint me a picture. I've told you, I'm not real thick through between the years. So he paints me a picture so I can see it. I can just imagine old Elijah laying there under that juniper tree, just a sawing logs. Maybe not in a peaceful sleep, maybe flipping and a flopping. Praise God, an angel comes along, he says, hey Elijah. And old Elijah don't even stir much. He says, Elijah! And old Elijah raises up and he sits up and he rubs his eyes and there's an angel standing there in front of him. And he says this. He said, behold, an angel touched him and said unto him, arise and eat. Amen. So now you got to picture this. Old Elijah, he said, he done got the point and realization his own mind. Everybody had forsaken him. Nobody cared about Elijah no more. Everybody was against the man of God. There'll come a time in your life that you'll think everybody's against you. If you try to live right and act right and do right, praise God, there'll come times when your own family will seem like they're against you. Amen? But like you said a while ago, praise God, you just got to keep letting your little light shine. That's when we need to be the brightest that we've ever been. Amen? And we do that with the help of the Lord. But he sets up, he sees this angel, and he says, arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baking on the coals. And a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink, laid down, and laid him down again. Now, I don't know about you. If I was out in the wilderness, I didn't have nothing. I just went out there to lay down and die. And an angel woke me up, praise God. And I looked around. There was food to be had and water to drink. Praise God. And I got up and ate and drank. I mean, I might just take time to take me a spell. I'd probably forget all about that water, that food, praise God, and just have me a spell anyway. Amen. Glory be to God. But it said he ate and he drank, he laid him back down. You think, well, you're a preacher. If he was out of the will of God, you'd think his conscience would be bothering him. You would think so. Every time I get out of the way of God just a little bit, it worries me to death that I'll miss the will of God. Amen. It tears me up out of frame, out of sorts sometimes, because I don't want to miss the will of God. And I want to be right on time. I don't want to be ahead of him, and I don't want to be behind him. Amen. I want to be right on time because he's always there on time. Amen. The Bible said he laid him down again. The angel came to him a second time, touched him and said, arise and eat because the journey's too great for thee. Amen. He said, hey, listen, said, you're going to have to get up. You've got a big journey ahead of you. You need to rise up and eat. And the Bible says that he arose and did eat and drink and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. Amen. So I want you to notice that this was some kind of supernatural food. Amen. This wasn't the food like me and you would eat when we get down there at the Ingles store. Amen. This was Holy Ghost food. This was God sent food, praise God. It was more durable food, praise God, than anything that we could attain to. It was more durable than anything old Elijah could get. Amen. He couldn't hunt it up, dug grubs out from under rocks, praise God, and got what God gave him, amen, through the angel Lord. Man, he gave him something that was durable, something that would be steadfast, something that would energize him for a while. So the old prophet got up and the Lord told him to go to Horeb. Amen. So he takes off, but the Bible says it took him 40 days. It should have took him about 4 days. But you know, he's probably kind of like me and you. I just want to take my time right here. I want you to get this. He was probably kind of like me and you. He done come alongside you, put his arms around, showed you how much he loved you, provided for your own purpose, met, glory be to God, exceeded your expectations, give you far above anything you could hope or imagine, praise be to God, fed you, praise God, to the full, amen, glory to God, and said, hey, look, it's time for you to get back to work for God. But he done like, probably like most me and you, praise God, he wandered around in the wilderness till he got where God could use him again. Amen. That's what most of us do. When we get out of the will of God and we know it, praise God, and God begins to direct us back, we will wander around out for a while. We're trying to figure this thing out. Hello? We're trying to figure it out here in the wilderness. Amen. And God's over here and he said, over here, this way, oh me. Oh me, Elijah wandered around, took about a 4-day journey, 5 at the most. Man, but he wandered around for 40 days. But glory be to God, God said it was, what he gave him was enough to sustain him. Amen. Like even while he was out there wandering around, even trying, while he was out there and God saying over here, over there, and he kept wandering around. And he'd go over here a while and God say, Elijah, Elijah come back a little ways, something else to get his attention. Now you see, that's the way the devil does. But a lot of times, we want to pack it off on the devil. But I want to tell you, Brother Jeff, it ain't the devil that does it. Most time, it's just this old self. It's old flesh, amen. It pulls us this way, and it pulls us that way, and it tries to show us something over here, and it shows us something when God says, hey, right here is what you need. But even in his wonderings, God said, hey, listen, Elijah, you better rise up, meet, because you're going to need all the strength you can get. Amen. And he sustained him for those 40 days. Amen. Sustained him for those 40 days. And the Bible said, Elijah got over there and he rose up in the strength of that meat, 40 days, 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. And he came thither unto a cave and he lodged there. And I want you to watch this. See what takes place. He said, behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, and he said unto him. Now listen, so you see the picture. Elijah wanders around out there. Even though God's trying to get him back in the place he needs to be. And Elijah's still wandering around out there kind of like we do. Amen. Instead of getting in the center of God's will, planting our steadfast, unmoved, abounding in the work of the Lord, staying fast with him, trusting him, living for him, praise God, we begin to wander. You know, when you begin to wonder, it'll mess you up. Amen. We better just put our faith in him steadfastly in these last days we live. Because there's a world of hurt coming on, coming down the pike. And we need to be steadfast in who we are. Amen. What we know, what we believe in, who we have our faith in. Because that'll help us to get through. Because he promised he'd never forsake us. We put our faith in folks, we'll look around and we'll be standing out there all alone. Hey, you know, I've been there and done that. But praise God, there's one promise. He'd never leave us alone. Amen. Praise God. He said, if we see Elijah, he's up there in the cave. Amen. He's living in his cave. He's back there in the back of that cave. And the Lord came to him and said unto him, what doest thou here, Elijah? Amen. You know what he's saying? He said, well, Elijah, why are you in here? Why are you hiding back here in this cave? Amen. You know what he was saying, Brother X? He said, Elijah, what are you afraid of? Elijah, what are you doing here? What are you afraid of? Amen. What are we afraid of today? When it comes to serving the Lord, living for God, what are we afraid of? Amen. He has deliverance. Amen. He's our hope, our stay. He's our hope of salvation. He's our hope of eternity. He's all in all, praise God. And he's altogether lovely. Amen. So what are we? I ain't afraid of him. I ain't ashamed of him neither. Bless his holy name. What a God we serve. Praise the Lord. But he said, Elijah, what are you afraid of? Why are you hiding back here in the back of this cave? Amen. Praise the Lord. So we see what happens here. The man of God, he gets along with God. Hey man, that's the first thing that somebody, an old backslidden person needs to do. Amen. Best thing you can do, praise God, if you've been out of the will of God, is just get along with God. Amen. Find you a place and just talk it over. Have a little talk with Jesus. Tell Him all about your problems. Amen. Tell Him about you. Tell him about your problem. Say, Lord, I got a problem. And so I look at Him in the mirror. I see Him in my face. I see her in the mirror. I praise God. When I'm combing my hair, I'm shaving my face. Lord, I've got a problem. And Lord, I need, when you get in the will to praise God, when you get along with God, God has a way of getting along with you. What better place than old Elijah, that prophet, that man of God, praise God, to get out there in a cave out there in Arabia somewhere. Amen. Ain't nobody around to hinder him in. See, God has a way of getting us to a place, amen, where we can't blame nobody else. He gets in a place where we can't see nobody else, praise God, where He gets us to a place where all we can see is us and Him. That's why Paul would say in the Word of God, he'd say, hey, listen, so there's fornication among you that's not even known among children of God. He said, it's wickedness. He said, hey, man, it's not even known among the heathen. He said, you need to put that away from you. Amen. He said, you got to get rid of it. He said, but not all the fornication in the world, lest you have to come out of the world. Amen. But when it's a brother and sister, amen, doing things that's ungodly, he said, we have to separate ourselves from them. Amen. He said, no, from such a one, know not to eat. You say, well, preacher, that's cruel. I had a person tell me one time, said, well, hey, preacher, if they don't commune with them, if they don't have fellowship with them, they're the only friends they've got. I said, exactly. Well, they can't leave. If they desert them, they won't have nobody. Exactly. Kind of sounds like God had a plan. Huh? Because when they get back there by themselves, when they ain't got nobody else to moan and complain to, praise God, they'll have to lift up their eyes and talk to God. And then God can have a little talk with them and He can set it right. Amen. When we intervene in that, amen, God knows what He's doing. And when we intervene, all we do is mess it up. Amen. But praise God, when you do it like God says. Amen. He said to Elijah, he said, you go up there, praise God, to Horeb. Elijah went up there and found him a cave, crawled back in it, sitting there waiting on God. God come along. He said, what are you doing? He said, who are you hiding from? He says, why doest thou here, Elijah? He said, what doest thou here, Elijah? He said, what are you doing here? So why are you in this place? What are you afraid of? And Elijah said, well, said, you know them people over there. Them people over there, you're just hard to deal with, Lord. Verse 10, I've been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel, for have forsaken thy covenant and thrown down thine altars and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I alone, am left, and they seek my life to take it away. Now Elijah says this to God. He said, I'm the only one left. Amen. But God says, you know what? Elijah said, what you've done? He said, and he's bemoaning it. He says, hey, ain't nobody left to help me. He said, I'm out here. He said, I'm out here all alone, Lord. He said, I've been forsaken. He said, there's nobody to help me. I can just see God like he's like, Elijah, what am I? Just a big fluffy cloud? What are you looking at? When you look up, what do you see? Are you just seeing a big fluffy cloud? Hey, when you was over there, praise God, he said, and you was contending against the prophets of Baal, hey, praise, glory be to God, he said, you built the altar, praise God, you filled up water, and you cried out, he said, didn't I send down the fire? Amen. He said, Elijah, I've sat down the fire and I burnt that mess up. Didn't I put a sword in your hand? Didn't I help you to slay 450 prophets of the devil? He said, who did that? He said, Elijah, been dry for years. Amen. 3.5 years, hadn't had a drop of rain. He said, didn't you sit down and ask me? He said, didn't I have you send a servant up to the hill? Amen. And because of your faithfulness, I said, because you kept sending him. Said the last time he went, the seventh time he went up there on the top of the mountain, said he looked off across the Sea of Galilee, and he said, come back running as hard as he come. And that servant said, Master, Master, he said, I see a cloud about the size of a man's hand. Glory! Amen! Elijah got up, Lord said, you better get out of here. Amen. Elijah's back, got up. Amen. Glory be to God in faith. And God pulled up his skirt, bounded up his loins. Praise God. He went by old Ahab. He said, if you're going to make it out of here, you better get to moving. Amen. He said, who did that, Elijah? Who was there who poured out the rain? Amen. Said, by the time old Ahab got out of there, he was running in mud almost to the horse's belly. Amen. And old Ahab, his bunch went out of there just as hard as they could beat them chariots. But the Bible said God, old Elijah, girded up himself for the Lord, and he said he outran them. Amen. Glory be to God. When Ahab got back to town, old Elijah was standing at the gate. So what took you so long? Amen. I couldn't just see. God said, Elijah, who do you think done all that? A big fluffy cloud? Amen. He said, it was God Almighty that took care of you. What is he saying, Pastor? He said, listen, he said, you had a place, you had a purpose. He said, that's where I put you, and a place and a purpose, praise God, and I took care of you, and I'd take care of you again. Amen. Amen. He said, Elijah, did I ever leave you? Did I ever forsake you? Did you ever have need of anything? Boy, youngs, we ought to stop and back up and look at God. Amen. Amen. We ought to be the praisingest people there ever was. Amen. Amen. Because when you ain't got it, praise God, God delivers.
Amen.
Amen. There's not a person here that's had to do without because God didn't come through. Amen. There's been times every one of us have had our doubts. Oh, goodness. In my old flesh, I say, Oh, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do this time. But you know about then, it's like there's a light goes off down in my soul. And I just say, Lord, we got a problem. We got a situation. God, you're going to have to do it again. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I tell you what, I don't know about you, but He's always come through for me right on time. He's never been late. He's never been late. He's never been late. He's never been late. Amen. He's always come through right on time, and He always will. All the way to the end His way, praise God. Hey, it may be in death, but praise God, He'll swoop through just in time. When you get to where you think you can't do it no more. You get to where you can't take no more. Praise God, God will say, okay, I got this. I told you the story before, and I'll tell you, sweetest story I know is when Jack Rathbone was going out of here. And he had him headache, he had that cancer in his head, and he'd take towels and soak them in ice water. Take them out, wring them out, and wrap them around his head for just a few moments of relief from that terrible agony pain. The Thursday night before he died, I was over there visiting with him, and he was sitting there in that wheelchair. And he said, Preacher, tears. And his eye rolled down his cheek. He said, Preacher, he said, I wonder, said, if I ask God, just go ahead and take me out of here. Said, would that be wrong? And boy, I got down on my knees before that wheelchair. And I looked in his eyes. I said, Jack, I said, you talk it over with God, and whatever you and God decide, it'll be all right. Amen. You know what God did? The next morning early, God reached down and just touched him. He didn't hurt no more. Amen. Amen. And Saturday morning, Saturday about noon, I went over and seen him. We visited his family, and they all come in, told him how much they loved him, promised him he was going to do some things. That ain't come to attrition yet. Some family promised him some things, made him some promises. Ain't come through all through yet. But prayed God, old Jack before, right afternoon, I hadn't even got back home. They called me and said, Jack's gone. Amen. Why? Because God won't put it on us more than He can bear. But with it, He'll make a way of escape. Amen. Even if He has to, glory to God, if He has to swoop down and scoop us up Himself. Amen. Glory to God. That's the God we serve tonight. Why are we afraid? He said, Elijah, why are you afraid? It's because people ain't a listening, Lord. Seems like nobody cares. I'm the only one left. And God said to him, God said, go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by. Now watch this. Amen. He said, now Elijah, he said, if you'd have stayed where I had you, he said, I would have continued to help you. He said, I never quit on you. Amen. He said, you can't give me one reason, amen, for quitting. He said, I never quit on you. I came through every time. Amen. And he said, let me just show you something. He said, you go stand up on mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by. And a great strong wind rent the mountains and break in pieces the rocks before the Lord. That's L-O-R-G, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. That's God Jehovah. Amen. That's God Almighty. Praise God. Bless His holy name. The rocks, but in the pieces of the rocks before the Lord. He said, but the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. Amen. He said, but then he says, and after the fire, a still small voice. Amen. Listen. The Bible says, he told Elijah, he said, let me just show you the power of an almighty God. Amen. And he said, as God walked through the place, he said, there was a mighty and rushing wind, praise God, filled through that place. A torrentialous wind began to blow, praise God. But said, God wasn't in that wind. Amen. And he said, the earth began to quake with a mighty quaking. I mean, shook the earth, praise God. But said, God wasn't in the earthquake. And they said it was a fire that was unquenchable, that was burning, and you could feel the heat in the back of that cave. But the Bible said that God wasn't in the fire. Amen. You say, well, there's a great and a mighty wind. A tornado went, hurricane went through that place. Tornado went through that place. Yeah, but God said, God wasn't in the tornado. Said the earth was shaking. Said God wasn't in the earthquake. Said the fire was a burning hotter than it ever burned. God wasn't in that fire. But then the Bible said there was a still small voice. Amen. And old Elijah come alert. He said, oh, God, my God. Amen. Said he rose up and he took his mantle and he throwed it about his head because he was ashamed of himself. You know, he said, God wasn't in the wind. God wasn't in the earthquake. God wasn't in the fire. You know where God was? God was in Elijah. Amen. Glory be to God. He was in the man of God the whole time. Amen. He had never left him, praise God. He gave those examples. He said, Israel may have to go through the wind, and they may have to go through the earthquake. They may have to go through the fire, but praise God, God's in you. Amen. Amen. Said, you're the ones got to get them, praise God, to realize the power of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, Elijah, what are you afraid of? Amen. He said, wherever you go, there I am. He said, you can't get away from me. He said, you can't get out from under me. The Bible said it was so in Elijah. When Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face and his mantle. He went out and he stood in the entering end of the cave. So he'd been hiding, crouched down in the very back. I guess he feared that's probably where the safest place would be. Huh? While that wind was a-blowing, while the earth was a-shaking. He said, I don't know about him. That earth went to shaking. I believe I'd come out of that cave. Huh? Him rocks get to falling. I'd come out of that cave. Amen. When that fire got to getting hot, I'd have been looking me for a rat hole. I'd been looking for a way to get out. I'd be like a rat on a sinking ship, praise God. I'd been looking for a gangplank. Get out of that place. Amen. When that still small voice swooped in through the mouth of that cave. Amen. Praise God. Hey, it was already there with him. See, that's what the Holy Ghost of God does. He's there with us. He's there speaking to us. He's there to encourage. He's there to point us the way. He says, what are you afraid of? Hey, man, it don't matter if it's the middle of the night and the kids are sick. Praise God, nobody's around. The doctors is closed and they can't get up. Nobody don't have the money to go. But praise God, you can shut your eyes, come in the throne room of grace, and say, "Dear Lord God, oh, dear Lord God, here I am. Oh, God, I need your help." And boy, that still small voice, whew, just swoop through there. Praise God, it'll wrap you with them great big loving arm, pull you up close, and said it'll be all right. Amen. And boy, he'll just love you up. You ever been there? He just loved you up so many ways. You got to like one of them. Praise God, just hold you up there. Praise God till the coming of light. Glory be to God. He'll hold you tomorrow morning, praise God. Amen. Console you. Say, you know what? It's going to be all right. Amen. You know what he does? During that time, he says, "What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? What do you have to be afraid of?" Amen. You say, "Preacher, I'm afraid of dying." I tell you before, and I tell you again, praise God, there ain't nothing to dying. Living's what's hard. Amen. Living is what's hard. Dying's easy. Amen. We quit breathing, we're done. But praise God, living day after day, day by day, praise God, that's the hard thing. Praise the Lord. God said, I wasn't in that wind. So I wasn't in that earthquake, and I wasn't in the fire. But he said, "Elijah," he said, I was here with you the whole time. He said, "I've been with you at the whole way." You say, "Well, preacher, how do you know he was?" I got to thinking about this. I figured somebody would want to know that question. As a young or somebody here that's got in their mind, how do you know God was there with him the whole time? Because when he sat down under that juniper tree, Lord knowed right where to find him.
Yep.
Amen. Amen. Knowed right where to find him. Knowed what he would need. Mm. Knowed he'd be hungry. Mm. Amen. Knowed he'd be thirsty. Amen. Sent to sustain him. Amen. When he told him to get up, and it amazed me that the Lord let him go back to sleep. Because you know what? Sometimes we need to just get away and rest. Amen. See, I don't blame the old prophet that much. You know, I can see where he's at. Sometimes the Bible said, be careful not to get weary in well doing. Amen. Sometimes we press on and press on and try to do right, and we get wore out. Old preacher told me one time, he said, sometimes you gotta, He said, you gotta come apart so you don't come apart. Amen. An old preacher, Brother Ari White, told me that one time. He said, when you go preaching, especially when you go pastoring, he said, sometimes you gotta come apart so that you don't come apart. Amen. I believe God looked on old prophet Elijah and he said, an angel said, "Lord, what do you want us to do about this? Want to do about this one? Been disobedient." He said, "Hold on a minute." He said, "Let him come apart so he don't come apart." Amen. He said, "Let him come apart so he don't come apart." He said, I'll take care of this. Amen. So he fed him. He let him. And that's why I believe Elijah wandered around out there in the wilderness. Amen. I believe God just let him meditate on some things and just think about how good God was. Amen. Bring him back in, get him back in the yoke, get him back pulling together with all the saints of God. Amen. Praise God, and he began to work for the Lord again. But God begins to speak to him, and he speaks to him in his still small voice. And Elijah comes out to the mouth of that cave, and the Lord asks him again. He said, "What doest thou here, Elijah?" The Lord, after all that he sees, the Lord comes back out there, and he comes to the mouth of that thing with his head, with his mantle over his head. Amen, ashamed of what he's done. And the Lord says, "What doest thou here, Elijah?" He said, "Elijah, what are you afraid of, son?" And old Elijah, I can see him, Brother Rex. He pulls that cloak off over his head and he looks out. He said, "Lord, I ain't afraid of nothing. Amen, to God be the glory." Yeah, throw that old mantle across his shoulders and across through there he went. Glory be to God. God said, "I got some work for you." And the Lord just said right back in. He said, "I got some work for you." He said, "I want you to go over here and anoint this king. And while you're on the path, anoint this king." And he said, "By the way," he said, "I want you to go by over there to Elisha, because he's going to fill your room." Amen. He said, "I want you to go over there." He said, "I've done handpicked the man that's going to take your place." He said, "I know you're tired. I know you're weary. He said, I know you've had a hard road. But praise God." He said, "Let's press on." And so Elijah come out of there praising the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Ain't you glad? Ain't you glad? What are we afraid of tonight? I want to say, young, we haven't got nothing to be afraid of. No. Praise God, because God is still on the throne. Amen. He's the same God is a God of Elijah. Amen. Same one we're serving tonight. Praise the Lord. We have nothing to be afraid of. Praise the Lord.